You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hi, I'm Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J. Okerson.
And you're listening to the Best of the Bonfire. Stay tuned to hear some of our favorite moments from this week. You can listen to the Bonfire live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Also, be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
Hi, it's Jacob, and welcome to the Bonfire Best of the Week. Sean Donnelly was our guest when Dan and Jay discussed Arnold Schwarzenegger and his illegitimate son in this instant Bonfire classic.
Once the Schwarzenegger thing came out, that kid was in the public like all the time.
Yo, that kid had that, that kid had that wide Schwarzenegger face.
Like a Mexican Schwarzenegger. It's hilarious, dude.
Paso.
It's like when Family Guy, when Family Guy does cartoons where they're like, what if all the characters were dogs and all this, something like that.
Dude, everyone was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Everyone was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Or it's like in The Simpsons where they go to Bronsonville and everyone's Charles Bronson.
That's the best.
Hey, Mom, how about some ice cream?
What if Arnold Schwarzenegger was a capoeira teacher in Los Feliz?
What if his child was half housekeeper?
That's the kid?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Of course there is.
Damn, dude. His features take up there is no empty real estate on his face.
He goes,
wait, you're trying to tell me Mr. Arnold might be my father?
Mr. Arnold?
Abuela told me something very upsetting.
Damn, dude.
Imagine being there for the moment they realized it, like the moment that it came up that he looked
like
him.
You're telling me this entire time Mr. Arnold wasn't just a good man who took care of us.
I knew it was crazy Mr. Arnold came to all my birthday parties.
Yeah. I always thought it was weird that he was always in the housekeeper's room. I mean, dude, that's nuts. That's Jingle All the Way, Arnold. Dude. Jingle All the Way, Arnold was just blowing back out. Dude.
And what's what it was?
I've said it three times.
That is so simply like him being home one day and be like, hey, Maria.
Yeah.
She goes, Mr. Schwarzenegger, do you want me to take care of the driveway? Yeah.
Has anybody ever asked you to clean this?
Yeah.
And she was like, jackpot.
He goes, do I have a big penis?
Be honest with me, just as an employer to an employee.
And Maria,
is this good?
There's things Maria won't do. She won't spit on it.
Wait, that's not true.
That's not true.
That's not true. That's not his.
No. It's his two sons.
I think that's
Maria's
driver's.
Yeah.
That's not
fucking
true.
Hilarious.
That's the white one.
That's not
so
true.
So the housekeeper's kid is a jacked fucking Adonis.
Yeah.
The one that actually grew up rich is like, is that kid going to take my half of the food? Dude, you get to have, you have your own food. He goes, is he coming for half of mine?
He goes, I'm not splitting my desserts with him.
The other kid looks like Sean O'Connor.
Why don't you spend time with your dad?
Yeah.
Why don't you spend time with your dad? Because he always wants to run.
He goes, no, come outside. Jose and I had a very good time.
You know I have sun allergies, Dad.
He goes, dude, and his fucking half-secret kid is jacked.
What?
Well, he's trying to vie for his attention.
My metal endoskeleton's a different shape. I'm a different model.
He goes, hey, I was wondering if you want to go outside and do some log tosses.
I'm a T340. T340, 345.
He goes, I'm a T300. Sometimes a 3350.
Depending on my summer.
He goes, my neural net processor, tasty
that
buds.
Kid's, he's got the Kennedy genes.
The kid's valedictorian of a school. He goes, Dad, he goes, just give me home school. You can afford it. I don't like the snacks at school.
Okay, but it's very unhealthy that you're programming your RC cars to bring you snacks.
You know what's unhealthy? That's unhealthy, Dad. And now there's empty room in me.
He's not even my real brother.
Oh, that's when he was younger. I guess he's skinnier when he was younger.
Dad, if you're not asking me my fucking milkshake order, get out.
I'm playing Xbox.
You're ruining, I'm running a campaign here. There's a lot of soldiers' lives at risk.
And then he comes out bummed out by his real son, you know, and then the half secret son.
He's like, you want to work out?
Mr. Arnold.
I'll jog with you.
Mr. Arnold, I was wondering if my tricep pull downs have good form. Because I know it's actually on the resistance on the way up. He goes, that's exactly what I was saying.
He doesn't even know yet. He goes, that is pretty good form. I mean, it's actually impeccable.
He goes, what are you doing? He goes, I don't know, like three sets a day, drop set. I go, less weight.
That's good. That's good. Good instincts.
He goes, oh, what's your protein regimen? is. Meanwhile, his real kid is in the bedroom.
Dad! Stop talking! I hear it in my ear that's not covered by the earpiece!
I want tickets to Green Day!
He's like, Mr. On, why do I talk like this?
He goes, yeah, was it rough for you growing up talking like this? Sometimes it was rough, but no one ever asked me that question before.
He goes, wow, you've given me a new thing to think about.
Hey, kid, you're pretty okay.
How about the
Mr. Arnold, you're okay, too.
You know what, kid? You're a real son of a bitch.
The profanious shit.
He goes, what's wrong?
Oh my God. I haven't seen vascular forearms like that since. Oh, shit.
Got a tear. Happy Father's Day, Mr. Arnold. You're a son of a bitch. What's wrong? Maria's got you having fat kids.
He got his dad's Austrian face on his mom's Mexican head. Yeah. That's the problem.
That is weird.
It's too like, much face on too little head.
It's like when you try to do a creative character on a video game and it's too spread out.
He looks like the Cafe Wa face that used to be looking at you when you go downstairs. Remember that thing?
Yeah.
That thing was creepy as
that thing was crazy. It goes, come inside, Cafe Wa.
It's still there, I think.
Is it really?
At certain times, yeah.
So that's his son doing the Arnold. That's hilarious, man. Wait, and his other son is just a fat turd. Son, why don't you come meet me and the maid's kid at the gym. We're doing some supersets today.
Hey, me and your secret brother. We're going to do 3x3.
What?
He goes, shut up, Dad. I'm schooling some noobs online.
Dad, did you eat my almond joys?
Hey, Dad.
Son, I just put them away. I think you are eating too many of them. I'm an adult.
Oh, he's hot now.
Well, no, that's he has two other sons.
Oh,
so
that's yeah.
It looks like there's just
one. Yeah, that's the one that was crushing. That's the one that was breaking off.
That's the most
Cyrus
normal.
Miley Cyrus for a minute.
He's the most normal looking one.
Yeah, for sure.
Poor fuck.
That's so funny.
They're the same age.
God, the one kid's got
the same age, dude. That means they were fucking. That's crazy.
Oh, particularly that one and that one. By so the fat one and the in shape maid, dude. That fucking sucks. You cannot. There's not one positive, fun family to get together they ever have.
I would go as far as to say that's proof that there's a God.
Yeah. Hey, would you mind going talking to your dumper shit brother and making him get out of his room?
Hey, Joseph, I noticed how you loaded your plate with protein-friendly and low-carbohydrates. I was wondering if you could go over to Christopher's plate. I don't know, maybe see something.
There is a kale option here. We have kale.
Maybe recommend some of your mother's hot sauce so it burns through them. Dude, it's
Dad. You know I like beef and cheese.
I like potatoes and noodles.
Son, nobody puts cheese on Thanksgiving turkey. Well, I fucking do.
Get one of your maids that you don't fuck to cook it for.
Hey, whatever the maid's done sucking your dick or other babies are made, you never told me.
He goes, now, Maria, sit down. I know. Christopher took this very bad.
The one kid only comes through the intercom. That's the only time they talk to him.
Forgive me if I say, but your other son is a bit of a gordito.
Mr. Arnold.
Forgive me, Mr. Arnold.
Mr. Arnold.
Mr. Arnold.
Mr. Arnold.
Mr. Dad Arnold.
Mr. Dad Arnold. Mr. Dad Arnold. Josephie downstairs. Very sad.
I'm very excited to see him.
Of course. Tell him to come up. Tell him to come upstairs, but only if we do calf raises together. Tell him to do our repetitions of 10 calf raises on the way up from his cellar.
Dad,
house.
Shut up! You are right outside my room.
I might see this chick's cam girl's boobies.
Dad, can you yell my name? This chick doesn't believe you're my dad. She said she'll show me a picture of her snatch if you're my dad.
Just come in here and wave at her. She's on chat roulette.
She goes, excuse me for 1 second. Yes, I am his father. He goes, she has to see your fucking face, idiot. Oh, nice. Everyone does an impression of you.
Nice to meet you. You must be Alice Unicorn. I heard my son tips you when you do specific dances for him. It's wonderful to meet you.
He's a very generous boy.
Yeah. He goes, Mr. Arnold, I was just wondering if maybe we could go do a push sled on the beach together. I would love that.
I would really love that.
Christopher, can you make yourself dinner? He goes, make dinner? Give me fucking ordering it.
$40.
Give me $40.
That's way too much for pizza.
Give me money for Grubhub.
Yeah.
I want Grubhub.
There's
on my
service
ass.
Fees.
All right.
Because the place I like doesn't deliver here.
It's
you have to go through a third party.
He goes, you know, Secret Son. If you killed Christopher, we could spend a lot more time together. He goes,
boy, I sure would love to get away with you, but Christopher is such a responsibility.
I would take you to Austria. I would show you where I grew up.
We're so fat, it'd probably be easy to make it look like an accident.
You have to understand I can't fly overseas with Christopher, or else he'll get heavy D-leg.
We have to buy him two seats for the plane.
It's Kevin Smith rules.
You can't. He goes, deep vein thrombosis. I'm worried about him going up to that altitude.
He's going to clot up.
Mr. Arnold. Dude, that's so funny.
Mr. Arnold.
We can film twins too together.
Yeah. Oh my God, you guys are like real life twins.
That's so funny.
Dude. Oh wow, that's crazy. But you're like a big Danny DeVito. You're forgetting the third rule in a cheating situation. What's that? Deny.
He goes, Dad, but I'm fat. He goes, yes, but you're tall. I gave you that.
Yeah, man, that's fucking. Brianna remembers like the family housekeeper for years with her son, sometimes around the house. Oh, 9 months after Schwarzenegger and Baina had their affair, she gave birth to a son. Less than a week after he and Shriver's fourth child, Christopher, was born.
Wow.
Dude, Chris Schwarzenegger really taking a dump in this guy.
The amount of
life.
Fucking in that house.
Damn, dude.
He's on roids, dude.
And she stayed the housekeeper for years.
He didn't have any suspicions he was the father until the boy was 7 or 8 years old.
That's what I'm saying. Dude. That moment where you're like, holy. Like she you goes, said.
Mr. Schwarzenegger, my son will not stop doing push-ups.
And he goes, that's very odd. Is he doing them in a triangle formation?
Yes.
Let me watch the boy. Because that is my
like,
son.
Oh, shit.
Wah. Oh. Wah.
He goes,
hey. Wah.
Joe DeRosa subbed in for an absent Dan Soder and lent Jay an ear as he confessed his concern for his good friend, Ralph Sutton.
I did SDR last week, I guess it was, when we recorded with you guys. And tell me if I'm wrong. There were a couple times during that show I felt like you were going to rock Ralph in his jaw.
No, not at all.
There were a couple times where he's like, I decided to do it this way. And you're like, just do it the fucking right way, Ralph. I was like, oh boy.
That's so funny you say that because we get a lot of feedback that says like Jay hates Ralph. And Ralph perpetuates that Jay hates Ralph. I think Ralph is... I don't know if I've ever been mad with Ralph.
He's a
like
sweetheart.
One of your favorite people in the world. He's like one of your favorite people.
I mean,
in the
he's
world.
Literally he's like he's one of the people that I'm like. He's just a good guy. He's I worry about his personal life with women.
His harem.
Not even that personal. It's his very public personal life. I worry about that. I genuinely have questions, concerns. They are not rooted in envy or jealousy.
What are you worried about?
His age and what his like dating thing is so dumb. He just like has like the. He has the sexual life, not even the sexual life, like amount of fucking and stuff. That's great. Mm-hmm. Sure. It's the amount of fucking he does. Like, how much his life is like built around that. It's like, he'll like dog sit for a girl a little bit because that's part of the long game, the fucking her in a couple weeks.
Right.
Like, that kind of shit. And it's like, I've seen him have people come in and for their first real hang is them staying at his house for 3 nights. Or just it's always these like girls and if it makes sense like he's going he's like I'm going on a date tonight well really 2 dates like what do you mean he goes both these girls I met they said they've never had a threesome before so tonight's the night where I'm introducing them to each other and just like the story of that is like Ralph can you have like an Ankh necklace with your shirt open more when you're saying that fucking swinger Ralph oh baby you know how it goes it's raining puss over in the East Village. And so he says this thing, and when I hear it, I don't know why, I don't get a thing when I hear it like, dude, that's awesome. Now, there's people there, young people working in the studio, who are like, dude, you're my hero, bro. But when I hear that, I just go, what are you doing? Like,
did you see?
I get it, but it's like, this is like, you've been working towards this for weeks and doing a whole thing. So I work, but as far as like a human being and a friend.
Great dude.
Top notch.
Great dude. I like him a lot. Did you see that? Did you see Uncut Gems?
Not yet, no.
Okay. Because there's whoever's seen it, there's a character in Uncut Gems that is who Ralph is going to turn into.
Yeah.
Like, he's a guy in Vegas, and Sandler's girlfriend has to share his helicopter with her, with him. And he's like, baby, you got to come to the room. It's going to be a party. I got a lot of friends coming over.
And he's not even, he's just, it's such basic like dating. Like he takes them out. He'll just say, he goes, take them out for sushi. And we ended up having sex. He's always like, where is that? He goes, and then she called her friend over. We had a threesome. And it's all like awesome fuck story, dude. Great. That's good for you. But like, and it's like the next day, I just sit there and have them talk about how they're trying to start their own lipstick line out of, you know, made of pure buttercream.
Shut the fuck up. All right. I'm glad to hear. I like Ralph a lot.
I love him, dude.
Ralph, if you're listening, what are you running from? We all want to know. What are you running from? Who are you hiding
from? He genuinely thinks that girls in their 30s are like too old. He's like, he doesn't even look at girls in their 30s. He's blown away by it. And I go, that's insane because he also says he wants to have a family and he's 50.
Yeah. I'll also say this, Ralph, if you're listening. We all know Ralph. I'd like to know Ralph.
We all know Ralph. Show us Ralph.
Oh man. Yeah, no, he's connected, man. He's connected in ways that few men are, I would say.
Ralph, just the way he goes.
Well, especially for a guy that is not, you know, in like a touring rock band or, you know, like that is not wildly famous.
No, he's made his day job like finding pussy. He cultivates playlists of music that 20-year-old people like he does that on purpose. He's like, when I shower, I listen to the top 40 stations, so I know the new songs for the kids.
It's funny, dude.
Like, the kids you're fucking? Some of his...
The 30-year-old children?
Oh, yeah. No, I do. You want to go out for sushi? Baby likes sushi? Some Does of baby his... love it? Baby like this? Baby like nose in the belly?
You could tell...
Baby like nose in the belly. Baby love nose in the belly.
You could tell from some of his questions too during the show that he hangs out with young chicks, because like that the last when I was on, he was just like out of nowhere, he's like, Joe, do you believe in ghosts? Like, what are we talking about, Ralph? What the fuck are you talking about?
Hey Joe, what's up? Your parents banging on you too? Your parents banging on you a bit?
It's the worst, right, dude?
It's the worst. Sometimes you just want to get away and stay over someone else's house. But, you know, you always have to pay a little tea for the tiller man, if you know what I mean.
What?
It's a reference to an old Cat Stevens reference.
Who?
Dawkin?
What?
Crocus.
I don't...
Post Malone?
Yay!
Post Malone? Baby like Post Malone?
It's so funny.
Baby like Led Zeppelin? Led Zeppelin music?
He's got to catch himself. Like, Ralph, what kind of music do you listen to? Ah, dude, I'm into Striper. I mean, Billie Eilish.
Yeah, he goes, oh, I'm a big fan of AC. That band. You ever see that band?
Lizzo, that's who I was trying to think of.
She's not a fucking band.
Shit. Lizzo's dope. I think Lizzo's bomb. If you ask me.
Dude, he doesn't do any drugs, even weed or anything. So like, he also has these young girls who always, so he like, he's like, you know, they're like doing coke and like telling like,
he goes, so I came here pretty much to act, but I'll dance if that's what it comes down to.
And Ralph's just sitting there like in like sweatpants shorts. And he's like, are you done doing that yet? Is it sex time now?
He's Fred Gwynn who crushes pussy. Ralph is pushy crushing Fred Gwynn.
Fred Gwynn, fucking Dracula. So, are you done doing cocaine?
He goes, lovey.
Lovey. Lovey, would you mind coming over? Can I suck your supple breast?
Oh, shit.
What's his age ceiling? He won't date a girl over 30.
I think 30. Wow. I think he's hooking up with a girl currently, maybe that's 30. But like, if you get to like 33, he's really like, I'm telling you, his belief system and being so outward about it has fucked my world. So I think like Christine is having, she had like 33, 34-year-old, like, oh God, I'm getting old and whatever. I'm like, what, because Ralph says you're getting old because he imports fucking Russian dipshits to fucking take out to a sushi place?
So we can impress the sushi chef who goes, hey, every day you come in with different ladies.
You're a lucky man, Ralph.
Christine said to me so many times this year, dawned on me now that that's all Ralph, because she goes, I get insecure sometimes because I'm getting old. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking
that's
about?
Not all Ralph.
I'm telling you, I think it's all Ralph. He's gotten you. I've never said a word about you being in your mid-30s as being old.
No,
it just seems
more
young
like
to me
society
still.
Society in general and my biological clock.
You ain't fucking society. You're fucking me.
Come with being a woman turning 35 Listen, this year. That's crazy.
I don't know about you. Ooh. My word for society is Ralph.
Ralph is society.
In this next clip, Joe DeRosa talks about getting the police called on him after an argument at a Cleveland airport.
My airline left me high and dry. They booked, I had to get an emergency flight home because there was snow. And, you know, I had to book it the day before. And I called and they booked it. And they're like, no problem, you're good. It's $150. I was like, great. And then driving to the airport the next day, I couldn't check in. I was like, why is it not letting me check in? I'm getting frustrated. I'm getting angry. And then I realized the person on the phone booked it for February 27th instead of January 27th. So the flight leaves in 55 minutes at this point. I'm freaking out. I call the airline. I explain the whole thing very calmly. The lady's like, don't worry about it. We got you. You're on the flight today. Don't worry about it. And then I get to the airport, and this guy behind the desk, I don't know why this bothered me
He's
more.
He's like, oh, he, worry about it.
Yeah. He was dressed in all red, which really fucking bothered me. Because he looked like...
Was it a vest with a turtleneck?
Yes.
That's the worst guy.
Yeah. Because he looked like a mayor, the mayor of a little munchkin city. Yeah. Or something. It just bothered me.
Yeah, he runs like... He's like a... He's dressed as like a human, like choo-choo chain operator come to life for kids' parties.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
He should have a big letter on his chest.
Yeah, he looked like he lived at Ricky Schroeder's house just to drive that little train around the living room.
Yeah.
And
he only watches Japanese animation.
So I try to check in at the kiosk. That doesn't work. Now I'm really fuming. I go up to the desk. I can't check in again. The guy's like, I don't know what the problem is. Blah, blah, blah. And then he goes... Oh, I see. It's for February 27th. Why are you here today? And I go, no, man. They fixed it. I explained the whole thing to him. And he goes, well, why'd the lady on the phone say she fixed it today? She didn't fix it. And I go, I don't know, bro. Your employee said that to me. I don't work for the airline.
You're wearing all red, you jerk off. You tell me why.
You fucking red retard.
You hire these fucks. You run this goddamn candy factory.
So he goes... I start getting mad, and he goes, I'm not calling him names or anything, but I'm starting to get elevated. And he goes, sir, I'm going to ask you to not make a scene. I go, not make a scene? You're about to leave me stranded in Cleveland. I got to get on this plane. And he goes, sir, I need you to calm down. And I go, unfucking believable. And he goes, I will not tolerate that type of language.
Oh, dude.
And I leaned over the desk in this 43-year-old man's face, and I go, oh, are you offended by the F word?
He didn't like that.
Yeah.
That's goes, right about getting stuffed in a locker for getting called blowing a teacher.
Yeah. And he goes, yes, yes, I am. And the guy next to him rattles off these initials. He goes, want me to call the AAPPCD or whatever? And I go, oh, what's that, the airport police? And the guy goes, yep.
Yes, it is.
What, do they got guns?
Yeah. Yeah, big old ones, machine guns.
Dude, they came. Airport cops showed up and completely sided with me. And we're just like, dude, just buy a new ticket and just get on the plane. But like, yeah, we get it, dude. Because the airport cops are like, you mean there's no bomb? Yeah. You just called us over here and there's no fucking bomb? Like, they could have put me on that plane so easily without any problem. And instead, this guy was insisting on charging me $500 for the full price of the ticket.
They're talking to you. He goes, look at this motherfucker. This red shit.
Man, so these like three red cool motherfuckers black cops. Always put, yeah, it was three black cops. As soon as they were black, I was like, oh, thank God. These guys will be cool.
He goes, I'm just trying to tell this guy I can't breathe, and he's trying to shoot me. He goes, he do what? I don't know. I'm sitting here, I'm just trying to buy a ticket from this guy, and he told me that Mike Brown deserved what he got. He said, what the hell? Yeah, I don't know. I was just trying to buy a ticket. He was like, fuck Kobe. He said, what with huh?
He said, what?
What about what?
Come again now.
What about who? Black, the Mamba? He said that about Mamba? Yeah.
Officer, I don't know why he brought these two words up. Rodney King. I don't know why.
He said Rodney King? thank God those God-fearing cops got out of jail, and there's no problems. Reginald Denny is the real victim of that whole thing.
Hey, it's Black Lou. The Bonfire was live Thursday, and Dan and Jay were reunited again with guest Joe DeRosa. Joe and the host had a fun time internet shopping for a very specific clothing item.
Brian McCarthy, friend of ours, texted me the other day, and he goes, do yourself a favor. He goes, go Google gay tank tops for sale.
Can you please do that?
And he goes, I'm telling you right now, he goes, you'll buy six of them right off the bat. He goes, I'm currently wearing one to the gym that says Daddy Chaser on it.
Go to images.
I Googled it.
Daddy Chaser.
Expired twink.
How about amen?
Dude, I found one that just says, I love the taste of cum. And I was like, I want to buy. And it was a heart instead of love. It just said, I heart the taste of cum.
Be gay, do Valen crimes.
Dude, we got to get these.
Too gay for this planet. I'm gay, gay, gay.
Dude, we got to get these for some
for somebody.
Staff.
Yep, still gay. How about the claw marks in the front?
Oh, dude.
How dare you assume I'm straight?
Please look up the
I want the tank. Hold
defiant
on,
homosexual.
That's the one I want. I want the pink one that says defiant homosexual.
Please look up the I love cum t-shirts. Please. Just Google I love cum t-shirts. I'm getting one. They're the funniest fucking things I've ever seen.
Oh, my God, dude. I love the amen.
I love how cum tastes. Live, laugh, cum.
I'm a cum slut.
Live, laugh, Jeff's, cum is great.
Jeff's cum slut.
What about
tattoos and rum make me cum?
Guys,
fill me with cum.
But what about the tank tops for those of us that might have problems coming? How about the I'm trying to cum?
By the way,
I'm coming.
The one I will get is definitely cum in me, bro.
Yeah, you're coming.
Go up. Go up. Up. Cum in me, bro. I will definitely get that. Damn, that's great.
Dude, get that tank top to the left. The black one.
Cum dumpster?
No, this one. This was only...
Shirt I had with no cum on it. Of course I cum fast. I got fish to catch.
Oh, that's mine. Can I get that one?
I dabbled with that one myself. I swear to God, I'm getting the I Heart Cum shirt.
I mean, Jay's got to get
fucking cum shirt.
I'm getting cum in me. I'll say that made it Gas Digital. B-Rod can make a cum in me, bro, shirt, really.
What about that one?
Cum in my ass?
What about pizza slut?
That one doesn't even make sense.
Giant cum. Dude, by the way, if there's some point in life where I will call somebody, I guess that guy is a giant cum.
Look at that. Baby, it's cold inside. Baby, it's cold. Cum inside.
Oh, dude, cum whore I like on you, Dan.
Dude, what about the simple one? I love cum.
Yeah, I like that. I like that, but just
cum whore all rock.
Cum whore is great.
Look, I'll get I love cum. Jay gets cum in me, bro. You get
cum
of
whore.
Course I cum fast. I got fish to catch.
Yeah, that's right. And
no, but that's not gay.
Well, sure, it could be.
But you have to get the ones that are viciously gay.
All right, cum slot, Dan. Would you wear a cum
I want
slot?
Cum whore.
All right.
Or I love anal.
I love anal's pretty great.
Cum rag. I want cum
rag. That's you, dude.
Cum pig.
Cum pig. By the way, cum pig in a baseball tee.
Also in the Charlotte's Web style.
I love that.
All right, cum pig.
Cum pig like a Led Zeppelin shirt. Jacob, are you leaving? Say goodbye, you son of a bitch.
Bye.
What do you? Why do you dip out?
I gotta go.
So say goodbye. It's the last time we're gonna see this week.
Come in, bro.
Come in, me, bro. Love you, Jacob. You think we gave him a boner, so he's leaving early?
He's got to go J-O. Dude,
by the way,
you think he's gonna
Jacob
Joe?
Was here for 16 minutes and stunk up the place with his lemon wipes. He came through like Slimer and just left the trace of himself in here. It smells like my Nana's house over here.
He is.
Yeah, it's got
he's
a
got
real
the personality of your Nana.
It's got the real plastic on the couch vibe.
Yeah, my God. It reeks over here. I switched seats with him after he wiped it all down.
Yeah.
God damn, it smells.
Well, that's because you're smelling lemony fresh Jacob Batar.
Hey, this is Big Jay Oakerson, and I hope you enjoyed this week's Best of the Bonfire. You can listen to the show live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Be sure to follow us on social media at The Bonfire SXM.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.